Good morning, Delaware. She's back. She still has no voice.
Aww. Oh, we love you anyway.
It's Nicole. So I'm actually going to let my colleagues do most of the talking this morning because we have Molly Myers-Levady. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
We have Mark. Mark, what are some soothing things for to save your sultry radio voice?
Sultry radio voice.
Yeah, what do you drink? What helps?
Did you try honey?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
How about whiskey?
Yeah, I was going to go back to that again.
Once I did try whiskey.
I don't know. Have you massaged your throat?
Ooh,
softly?
I'll work on that. I'll do some throat massaging there. while we're here.
Brian, the whiskey's medicinal, so it's work approved.
Exactly.
That it is.
Bloody Mary bar is all set up, guys, by the way.
What?
The Bloody Mary bar is set up right after
yes!
the show.
I'll take it. That voice that you just heard a moment ago was Brian Howard, our director of the Delaware County District Library. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sultry tones indeed. Uh-huh. We are here. We're going to talk about the upcoming levy that the Delaware County District Library has on the ballot on May 6th, giving you the facts. And if you have any questions, this could be a call-in program. Who knows?
You're looking for anything so you don't have to talk anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. But as usual, we do talk about things that we've read before we get into the facts. So what have you been reading, Molly?
Well, I randomly picked a book off some of those best read of last year lists, and I came up with The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store by James McBride. I enjoyed it. This is not a book for everyone, though. This is for those of you who just love characters. Lots and lots of different characters that seem to be completely unrelated until they start popping in together. So this book is actually set in 1972, and it's in a small town that has Jewish immigrants and a black community sort of nestled next to each other. And the first character we really get to know is Moshe, who is married to Chona, and Moshe runs the sort of town dance hall. And he's trying to figure out how to get people to show up. And he starts bringing in musicians who are very, high interest to certain groups. So a jazz artist who is Jewish. Then he gets like Cab Calloway, and like his community just starts coming in. Well, his wife, Chona, she's just too good of a human. You fall in love with her right away. And she's like, I'd like to open a grocery store. And he's like, okay. And he knows what this means. Chona's just pretty much going to give groceries away for the rest of her time. And she opens what she calls the Heaven and Earth Grocery Store. And she's sort of like everybody's mom. But of course, in any good storybook, this is not an easy read. This is a lot about the difficulties in a community, how we come together. There's hope, there's joy, but there's also the guy in high school who liked her and, she showed no interest in and wants to get, revenge on her. My favorite is when a character comes in, and let me make sure I get his name right. He's, of course, not in the description, but he's a young boy who was near a stove when it exploded. And so he's gone deaf and he cannot speak. Mm. So, he's going to be sent to a special school. And his father brings him to the theater to hide in the basement. Well, as soon as Moshe comes home and tells Chona, she's like, absolutely not. He now lives with us. And he works in the grocery store all day with me, who, of course, she became best friends with. She was the kind that if a kid came in and wanted a piece of candy, she's like, well, I'll trade you for a marble. And then have a green marble. And she's like, here's your candy, but come back. I want a blue marble tomorrow. And would play this game with them. And then there would be no marble exchanged at all unless she gave it to them. I cannot tell you how much you're going to love Chona. It is really about the characterization, though. If you're looking for a heavy plot-driven, there is plot in this, but it's character-driven. Mm-hmm. I know mom sometimes takes notes and does a little map. This is the perfect book to draw a little map while you're listening. Yeah. It was a little harder on an audiobook. I do a lot of those. I have to say, like the first probably hour, I was struggling on who the characters, how the characters related. After that, I got it.
Right.
But it's a great read. Just maybe not while you're driving so you can take notes, because I believe we should be safe in the car and writing with a pen and paper is maybe a bad idea.
Yeah, we don't advocate for that.
An accurate statement.
It is an accurate statement, isn't it? So keep an eye on it. But, you know, if you want a little town that you're going to get to know everybody in, this is your book. This is your book, The Heaven and Earth Grocery Store, James McBride. I know why it was so very much loved. But give it a little time. You just need to get to know those characters, and it takes a little time for them to get built. It's one of those books you just have to read a little bit more.
It sounds really sweet.
Yeah. The Art Thief was, oh, it's really rough, though. I'm making it sound sweeter. It does have really harsh things happening in it. But, but it's sort of, oh, I totally lost my thought. I need more coffee.
It's worth reading. It's worth
reading. It's worth reading.
And if you were left hanging by Molly's evaporating mind.
I know what I'm saying. Oh.
I was going to say, I know. Just go get
so the
book.
Art Thief was a, not the Art Thief.
Marcus Zusak.
She lost it again.
I lost the name of the book.
Coffee.
There's a book that it
or
took me 100 pages to love.
Or the
I'm
Bloody
done
Mary
today.
Bar.
Right now.
I've heard that mushroom coffee can help you out.
Mushroom coffee.
That's
can help
what
you.
I've heard.
Yes,
I know. I need to drink some more mushroom coffee.
Ugh.
And like I said, it's not the fun kind of mushrooms. They're the ones that make you think.
No. I appreciate that. All right, Brian, you have brought us sports books in the past.
Somebody's got to bring some sports books.
What do you have for us today?
Guess what I have for you today.
Is it a sports book?
No, it's a sports movie. What it is, I came across and I finally sat down and watched King Richard, Oscar-winning movie from 3 years ago, mm-hmm. Starring Will Smith. From that infamous Oscar ceremony where he won Best Actor. But King Richard is the story of Venus and Serena Williams their upbringing and how their father, Richard Williams, kind of molded and guided them through the very early parts of their career. As you may know, Venus and Serena were teenage tennis prodigies. Mm-hmm. And Richard was very meticulous in how he made sure that they went about their stardom while also trying to keep their childhood innocence.
Hmm.
You hear a lot of stories about child stars and kind of their overbearing parents, and usually it's a lot of horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
Richard was not a perfect father by any stretch, but he had a plan. He had written a plan that was going to lead to the success of his daughters, and he did everything according to that. Everything according to that plan, whether it was, had good or bad consequences to that. It's a fascinating story, and just the story of Venus and Serena. And this movie is mostly on Venus because she's the older one.
Mm-hmm.
Serena did end up having the better career when it was all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
But just the story of two black girls coming from Compton, California, and then dominating a white mm-hmm. dominated sport
mm-hmm.
and just the things that they had to go through that Richard tried to protect them from. They went a very unconventional route in making them turn pro. When you play professional tennis, the individuals usually turn pro very, very early in their careers. It's not uncommon for teenagers, high schoolers to turn professional in tennis at a very young age. So Venus turned professional, I believe, when she was 14.
Goodness.
Wow.
And they went an unconventional route of he stopped taking them to playing junior tournaments because it was not an atmosphere he wanted his children around. There was a lot of talking and heckling, and so he pulled them out of junior tournaments.
Huh.
And then when they first played their first professional tournament, they had not played a match in a couple years.
I did not realize that.
So the funny story from the movie is the night of her first tournament, the night before she has her first match in the tournament, a Nike representative comes and meets the family and offers Venus a endorsement deal, $3 million to join Nike. But the caveat was she had to accept the deal that night before she played her first match. because, you know, she goes out and plays her first match, and it was all a bunch of hype, and she's a bust, you know. So they had to, the caveat was she had to accept that deal that night, and she didn't want to. She thought she deserved more, so she turned down the deal, went out the next day, won her first match, and they upped the offer to $4 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she turned that down, and, it, you know, it's very fascinating. Will Smith is fantastic in the movie. If you know anything about Richard Williams, picks up his mannerisms, his the Compton accent, just everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a very, very good movie.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am trying to blossom my own tennis players in my home. We went out to the park last weekend, and because it was a beautiful Saturday, mm-hmm. and we went to Mingo Park, which is right next to, there's a big toy play area right next to the tennis court. So mm-hmm. my husband and I were going to play tennis while the girls played on the big toy. And 5 minutes into them playing, they came over onto our tennis courts and they were like, we want to play tennis.
There you go.
And I said, okay.
There you go.
All right. So yeah. I played tennis. Embrace and I was that. Very happy about that. I think we might have we need to grow some hand-eye coordination practice in my household. We've got a lot of other fine arts things that we're growing, but the hand-eye coordination could use a little bit of work.
You know, could I join? Because I could use a little work on my hand-eye coordination
we'll
as well. So if you could just add me into that mix. Because if I play with Lloyd, he's just gonna beat me
right
really bad.
we need to they need new rackets though, because they were using, you know, rackets for grown-ups and they're too heavy, so you can't do you can't do a proper swing if it's too heavy. They were, my littlest was doing a two-handed forehand, which is not, you know, technically how you should learn.
I remember having my parents' wooden rackets in the garage with, like, you'd screw the cover on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you had found a tennis court. I mean, they're all pickleball
courts.
Shush,
I know. I was so mad. Well, we have one in our neighborhood. The one in our neighborhood was being occupied, which I was happy that it was occupied. We went to a second one that I thought was a tennis court. It is now a pickleball court. I was not happy to see that. I was like, you have defiled it. And then I went over to Mingo and it's still tennis courts there. They
you
were.
Know, I don't busy. Have hand-eye coordination with either of them, so all the same to me.
Well, I'm not talking about a book this morning, but I am talking about a library resource. We've been out and about, as we'll talk in the second half of the show, telling people about what we're doing for this May 6th levy that we're asking voters for. And one of the places where I went to speak, they had just an opening icebreaker and they were asking people to share some of their favorite news sources. And I thought, well, this is the perfect opportunity, because mm-hmm. did you know that the Delaware County District Library gives you free access to hundreds of news sources.
Hundreds.
Yep. Hundreds of news sources. The primary way that we give you access to those news sources is through our research page, DelawareLibrary.org/research, or on the app. And it's a service called Newsbank. Mm-hmm. Newsbank is something that we pay for, and it has access to hundreds and hundreds of newspapers all across the entire world. I had a friend contact me. She says, I'm really trying to find this Wall Street Journal article. Can you find the full text for me? I said, indeed I can. Free with your library card, free mm-hmm. with my library card. We also have, with our library card, aside from Newsbank, access to the Wall Street Journal, to the New York Times, to even the local Delaware Gazette.
Mm-hmm. Free, free, free.
Free, free, free. We can find lots of free resources. The Columbus Dispatch, we have a great partnership with them, with Newsbank. It goes mm-hmm. all the way back to, I think, 1899.
Amazing.
Yeah. And you can log on and you can look at the image of today's cover mm-hmm. story, and you can also find the full text of the stories that are in there as well. And this is just something that, as more and more newspapers are going to paywall access, this is one thing that your library is really doing an immediate cost savings for.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
To get on to Newsbank or the Columbus Dispatch online, or anything that you're looking for in your own personal research. My friend who contacted me for those articles, she's a college professor. She is a head of a program, and she was looking for them to write to write her lecture for the day. So it's just, it's really amazing resource that comes free with your library card. And it's just one of those other things that is why your library card is the most valuable card in your wallet.
That's, you know, right. People also don't realize we have the actual newspaper still in the library. So if you do like that feeling, I get nostalgic now when I see somebody sitting with an unfolded paper.
That's right.
Because that was every morning in my household. So if you want that feel, the paper, and want to enjoy it, come on in one of our branches. We got the paper for you too.
We sure do.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And on the other half, we'll be back with Delaware County District Library Director Brian Howard talking about our levy coming up on May 6th. Stay tuned.
35 degrees, feels like 27 with a wind chill on the tennis courts at Mingo Park. Stay away, pickleball players. Back to off the shelf.
That's right. Keep playing tennis. Show them tennis is here for the long haul. Pickleball is a fad.
I will agree with that.
You know, I actually have to disagree because I'm going to take you back to the 1990s.
Okay.
In high school, when my high school teacher taught all of us how to play pickleball in gym.
Well, my elementary school gym teacher taught me how to line dance. So
my high school teacher gave me extra credit for line dancing to Achy Breaky Heart by local Billy Ray Cyrus.
Life's a Dance, John Michael Montgomery.
There
we go. That was my senior song.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I am from Southern Ohio, remember.
Bringing you the straight chaos this morning. This is Off the Shelf. With Delaware County District Library. We're talking about a initiative that we have coming up on the ballot May 6th. Mm-hmm. We're here to give you the facts this morning. We've got Brian Howard, Director of the Library. We've got Molly Myers-Lebady, Deputy Director of the Library.
We just keep coming back.
We're just a stacked house this morning.
We are.
So, Brian, let's get started. What's the ask? What's happening?
We will be on the ballot on May 6th asking for a new $1 million levy for the Delaware County District Library System. Currently, we do have a $1 million levy that was originally passed in 2009, that was renewed again in 2019. But yeah, this would be a new levy for the community. The valuation, it would cost taxpayers $35 per $100,000 valuation on the home. But this is the first time we've had to come back to the community to ask for any new money in 16 years.
Yeah,
so,
since 2009.
Yeah. What would our voters be getting for this, you know?
Well, there's three primary promises that we're focused on here. We were lucky enough last year. Well, I guess what year are we in now? 25?
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago.
What day of the week is it?
And through at the end of 2023 and through most of 2024, we conducted and created our new strategic plan, and we had wonderful, wonderful feedback from the community. And, you know, they told us what they wanted with our library system, and we've kind of compiled all of that, and that's what we're going to do with this new levy. The first one is providing more convenient access. And the first thing that comes with that is extended hours. We need to be open earlier and we need to be open later. We need to have Sunday hours. That was a big thing with the community members. And we need to have all five of our branches have uniform hours. For the last few years, we've kind of had some different hours for different branches, and we need to get away from that. We need to have more uniform hours with all five of our branches across the county. The second thing is just increasing our services, more programming. You know, the big thing I know we've talked about in the past on this show, but our Maker Studios. We have a Maker Studio at our main branch down in Delaware, and we have one at our newest library at Liberty, the Liberty branch. And those Maker Studios are such a hit, and people want more of those as well. More classes, more open hours to be able to come in and use the machines.
It's astounding the facts that, you know, if you look at the reports that we have with that Maker Studio, I mean, just in the 1 year, one year snapshot, 6,000 individual uses of the machines that are in the Maker Studio. And that's everything from people making posters, banners, stickers, embroidering a special gift for someone to personalize it. So, yeah, that's going to be really amazing because I know those hours, we're kind of working with what we have right now. It's, you know, 10 to 5, Monday, Friday, 1 to 7, Tuesday, Thursday, closed, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday. So I think that's going to be something that will be easy. Even it's hard for me, and I work at the library, to get there to do a project that I need to do.
Once people, you know, make their first visit to the Maker Studio, they get hooked. They see all the gadgets and gizmos in there, and they see how it can save them money. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a money saver, all that equipment that's in those rooms. So we want to be able to provide more access to that. And another thing that, you know, the community was very loud about is they want us to provide notary services and possibly even passport services. You know, a lot of other libraries in our area do offer those services, and that's one area where we've been lacking. And that's something that would come with this levy is the notary services for sure. Passport services we want to bring. We have to get the government's approval to let us be a passport site. But as soon as they do, we will get those services up and running.
Right. And then we also talk about our facility upgrades. We, when you talk about when we had new money, we asked for new money in 2009 from the voters. Prior to that, the last time we asked for new money before that was 1990 when we passed a bond issue. And that helped us build the Powell and the Ostrander branch libraries. It also helped us move from the Carnegie Library to the main library in downtown Delaware. Those three branches really haven't been touched since that time. So these facility upgrades that we're talking about, it's not the Liberty branch. It's maybe something at the Orange branch, but really, where are we looking at?
We're looking at Delaware, Powell, and Ostrander. Absolutely. As you mentioned, you know, it was back in 1990 when we passed those bond issues for those facilities. And they need some major TLC. That the Delaware branch, especially the usage we get, the way the community supports that branch there downtown, you know, it gets a lot of usage, and with a lot of usage, it gets a lot of wear and tear. And we need to also make sure that we're using all of that space in that facility to the best of our abilities. You know, We have the lovely second floor there at the Delaware Library, and I think we can get some more use out of that space up there, and just taking care of that building so that it can last for another 50 years.
And, you know, we heard convenience over and over and over with our patrons.
Right.
One of the things that it'll do, too, is allow us to do those really nice displays, get you in, you find, you know, more than you thought you were going to get for free. And get you out if you're in a hurry or if you just really want to browse. Make that an easier, more comfortable space to be doing that in. But really, so you can find what you're looking for easier, smoother, faster.
Absolutely.
Let's talk after hours access, because we have that as a highlight in our talking points, our after hours access. But what does that actually mean? Are people coming and having a slumber party in the library?
No, they are not. I guess they can always ask. But what,
maybe with their stuffies. Once in a while with the story time.
And that is a wonderful program for the children when we do offer that. No, the after hours access is mostly what it is pickup lockers. A lot of libraries are now using these lockers, much like the Amazon pickup lockers. Something we can have at our branches where people can come in when, you know, if somebody's working third shift, they get off work and can come in before we're open and pick up their material. Or it's something also we can maybe do some standalones across the county, maybe some areas we don't have the coverage that we're looking for. We can place some lockers in those areas. But yeah, that was also a very big ask from the community in our strategic plan.
Our outreach services is another branch that, well, we consider it a branch in our library because they really are. They're meeting folks in a way that they can't make it into maybe one of our physical locations. So what do we see happening with outreach services?
It is going to grow. What we have been able to do with our outreach services the last couple of years has been phenomenal, but they have been stretched thin. And we need to expand it. We need to get back to all the daycares, the preschools, get the bookmobile out to all those stops, get to our homebound patrons. You know, a lot of people don't realize about our homebound, our outreach department taking materials to those that can't get to the library. That's a huge thing that I think we don't capitalize on enough, not just at Delaware, I think in all public libraries. So yeah, the outreach department will see a nice expansion so that we can provide all of the county with as many mm-hmm. services as we can provide.
It's really so much. I mean, they're going to schools, they're going to in-home daycares, they're going to senior living facilities. In the summertime, they're going to parks. They're just yes. meeting people yes. where they're at, which is mm-hmm. just absolutely what we're here to do as a library system. I want to see, can we say our very first promise that we will see fulfilled if this thing passes on May 6th, what's it going to be?
It will be the hours.
It will be those hours.
That will happen. And our goal is to make that happen here in 2025. You know, internally, we're looking at some dates where we're going to try to pull mm-hmm. that off. But it will happen here in 2025 is you will see the extended hours if this levy passes on May 6th.
Mm-hmm. So that's the facts. So if you want to learn more about it, DelawareLibrary.org/levy. If you want to talk to Brian, you can reach him at director@DelawareLibrary.org. Mm-hmm. You know how to get a hold of us. You can also just call us here at the radio station. We'll be here every Friday.
But Mark, could you just take all my calls?
Yeah, really.
Exactly. DelawareLibrary.org/levy. If you have questions, we're very happy to answer them. We're always glad you asked. We're short on our time. This was a great day.
Wonderful
Thank you so
day.
Much, Brian, for teaching
Thank
us so much,
so much
about
much
all the things.
Thank you so much for having me. And you two are doing a wonderful job with this radio show. Keep it up. And
oh, we do.
You guys are very entertaining. So,
I mean, Mark could give you some pointers for our performance reviews, I'm sure. But
right. And I'll be ready for my Bloody Mary and whiskey bar nice. Next yes. Hot toddy bar yeah. next week. Yes.
All medicinal. All of that medicinal. Is medicinal.
All medicinal. Well, thank you. Learn more about what's happening at the library. Download our app. It is going to be one of the greatest apps you have on your phone.
Absolutely.
And until next week, we will see you in the stacks.